spoke a little bit on Friday about when is the Zman HaBir, is it the time when the animals finish picking the produce off the trees or the fields, or when the produce rots, or both? We mentioned the Tosfos Yontif. We have to go back to the source. The source of the Tosfos Yontif is a Rash in Perek Tes, Mishnah Zayin. The Mishnah we saw already. Me'ema Sainan and Vistor from Betev and Vikash, Shal Shvius, Shetere Revia Shania. So the Rash quotes the Yerushalmi, the Kevin Shanisrach Masha Besode, Mutter Masha Bebais. The source of the Tosfos Yontif is a Rash in Perek Tes, Mishnah Zayin. Mishnah we saw already. Me'ema Sainan and Vistor from Betev and Vikash, Shal Shvius, Shetere Revia Shania. So the Rash quotes the Yerushalmi, the Kevin Shanisrach Masha Besode, Mutter Masha Bebais. And the Tosfos Yontif interprets this Rash to mean that once that the food rots, there's no longer an obligation of beer, the chlal. Here's a whole explanation why, because after all, had it been left out in the field, there would have been nothing left anyway, so the chai is not losing, etc., etc. So I mentioned to you already then that it's not simple that the pshat in the rash, the chazan ishtan is pshat in the rash, so I put the pshat just by reading it. Not that way. The pshat is a different, another chiddush halach, also a chiddush nifla. Not the pshat that when it rots, there's no need to do beer. A different verb. What it means is that once a person does mekayim, the mitzvah of beer, is no longer kedusha shvius. And this can be understood as a general statement. That's how the Chazon Ish understood it. Another pasuk, saying a chiddush nifla in the Rash, they say. So whenever you perform the mitzvah of beer, you put it out in the field, mekayim the mitzvah of hefker, from that point and on, it loses its kedusha shvius. You can do schora, you can do malugma, you can do whatever you want. You can do; it's not a problem. It loses its kedusha once you. That's what I say. That's what he writes over there in the sefer. I have only one kasha. If that's the case, the man of Israel before sukkahs. I mean, they leave a few for guys whose essence fell off. The pitman fell off on sukkahs, so they leave a few for that on the field. So I don't understand. If that mitzvah is correct, it should be ready before sukkahs. Why after sukkahs? Don't understand. But that's if you look up in the Mishnah of Gimel Lamed Aleph. Maybe you can tell me, Pshat. We'll stop here. Tomorrow we'll start the new topic of Tom, etc., etc.